And Christ isn't here yet, so all we're trying to do is understand what we're doing living in the end time. These things are weird. It's absolutely weird. But it's possible. It's possible. And what was it? It was those who discovered it were in Switzerland, weren't they? Yeah, with very German-sounding names. You just move Auschwitz over the border from where was that? Not Auschwitz. There's one in Bavaria, right close to Austria, and all you do is just transfer that over to the nice, safe areas of Switzerland. Who knows what they're going to come up with? I mean, you think of all of these fabulous things that we've heard of, that we've read of, and start adding that all up together, and it is mind-boggling, brother. It really is. But anyway, I think that if you combine Daniel 2 and Psalm 2, we're right in the middle of it now. Right in the middle of it now. Okay? Now, let's go back to Revelation 18 again. Revelation 18. Oh, and Mrs. Gardner showed me a book where they actually have completely reconstructed the gate of Ishtar in the city of ancient Babylon. They have completely reconstructed it, and it looks like it was as close as they can get it in its original form. Okay? Now, could it be that we're going to have the city Babylon rebuilt in defiance of God? Okay. And we're going to have the whole world system as Babylon. You have both, see, not one against the other, but you have both. Okay, here, Revelation 18, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every clean and unclean and hateful bird. Verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Isn't it interesting? The statue was not of a man or an ape or a cow or a goat. It was a statue of a woman. Now it says, all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. I think we're going to have to get every nation on earth involved. Every nation on earth is somehow going to be involved in this whole entire system. I don't know how many of you saw the report, but I saw just the tail end of it, and it was entitled The Crossing Over. And it was a narration on the Aborigines in Australia and how they are crossing over and leaving behind all their ancient primitive things that they have. They're just very few people trying to preserve some of the things, the ancient Aborigines. And I thought to myself, another one of these nations being brought into the modern system. Okay, all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And don't we have that now? All nations are talking about this world economic thing, the world global thing, world peace. Okay? And it has to look so good, you know, has to look so good that even the elect may be deceived. Okay? And the kings of the earth had committed fornication with her. Now, I'm sure it's more than just the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church has got to be a principal player in the whole thing. Absolutely must be. And, of course, who did George Bush go see this last week? The Pope. And what did they talk about? I'm sure they didn't talk about how to win at checkers. I'm sure they talked about world global events. And I'm sure that the Pope was asking him, do all you can to free the people in Eastern Europe. And thank you, George, for going over there in Poland before the election You know, remember George Bush went over there and they got all the footage of his helping out the Polish people? And now what has happened? Complete turnaround in Poland. Complete turnaround in Hungary. And what are they doing in Hungary? They are tearing down the Iron Curtain between the border of Austria and Hungary, tearing it down. And Ronald Reagan went and said, Gorbachev, tear down the wall. And George Bush went there and said, tear down the wall. Join the community of nations. Share in the economic benefits. I mean, it's, you know, these things really just jump out at you when you listen to what's going on. It's something. For the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And we're talking about multi-billion-dollar corporations. I mean, it is unbelievable, the amount of wealth. We, you know, compared to some of these corporations and people, we are just, you know, almost poverty-stricken. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven. So it's going to be stacked higher and deeper. And God has remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she has filled. Fill to her double. How much has she glorified herself and live deliciously? Okay, now, what's going to happen? I mean, let's go back and think of this German thing just a little bit while we are. What's going to happen when the Germans get back in the fulcrum of power again? Oh, whew, they'll go by America like a, you know, like a rabbit shot out of a gun compared to a tortoise. Okay? But it's going to be something. It is going to be something when it happens. Okay? They're already challenging us on a lot of things. Okay? How much she has glorified herself, lived deliciously, so much torment her and sorrow give to her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Now you say that when it looks like you've lost all your children, but you haven't. And that's exactly what's happening in Europe today. This is going to be, now, when this all opens up, this is going to be a huge Catholic and also Protestant, but mostly Catholic thing that is taking place in Europe. I mean, look at the nations there. Spain is Catholic. Portugal is Catholic. France is Catholic. Luxembourg is Catholic. Belgium is Catholic. Holland is combination Catholic-Protestant. Denmark is kind of neither nor. Germany's 50% Catholic, 50% Protestant. Austria is Catholic. Switzerland is Protestant and Catholic. Italy is Catholic. Greece is Orthodox. It's not much difference, you know, six of one, a half a dozen of another. And then you go Romania Catholic, Bulgaria Catholic, Hungary Catholic, Czechoslovakia Catholic with a little Protestant, Poland, 99.999% Catholic. And then you go into the area of like with, I think Estonia is the only, no, Lithuania is Lutheran. All the rest are Catholic. All those up. Yes, Brazil is Catholic too. Yes, and then you have all of South America. They're Catholic, but it's really interesting. None of them have really ever been converted, none of the natives. Because when the Catholics, they came in, they accepted it so they wouldn't die, but they still worship their gods and all this sort of thing on the side. So there's, you know, they're not quite as good Catholics as made out to be. But China. Now, could you believe that maybe China may be converted to Catholicism? Who knows? or because Catholicism is a great force in China right now. No, just like that's a good question. The question was, wonder if this crackdown is really going to force it to come on faster. I think so. You see, what causes a boomerang response? Well, look what happened with the American colonies and the taxes. Finally got to the point, bam, that was it, no more. And the communist countries have so oppressed their citizens that the people are saying, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. So it's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to come on. Okay, let's finish here, and then we'll go back to Isaiah, the 10th chapter. But yes, it's going to happen because God, as we started out here, is going to put it in their hearts to fulfill his will. Okay? Verse 9, Revelation 18. And the kings of the earth committed fornication, lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her, lament her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Okay, that great city Babylon, judgment has come, etc., etc. Let's go back to Isaiah, the 10th chapter now, and let's look at the king of Assyria. Jeremiah, no, it's Isaiah, the 10th chapter, beg your pardon. Okay, Isaiah 10. Isaiah 10 and verse 5. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is my indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge to take the spoil, to take the prey, to tread down like the mire of the streets. So as this really gets going, somewhere along the line, Israel has got to be invaded. But we're going to be so infiltrated from within, that it's going to be an unbelievable thing when it takes place. Okay, then we also have the situation, what are you going to do with Jerusalem? I mean, what are you going to do with Jerusalem? That's the thorn in the flesh. No one can solve it. No one can solve that yet. And that's what's going to bring on the popularity of the beast. He'll be able to solve it temporarily, see. Okay, so here he comes. All right. Howbeit, he means not so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. So this means it's probably going to start out with a lot of peace, okay, and then end up like Revelation 13. For he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish and Hamath as Arphad? And is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven image did excel them of Jerusalem and Samaria? Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, do unto Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore, it shall come to pass, says the Lord, that when the Lord has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and Jerusalem, that I will punish the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he said, by the strength of my hand I have done it, by my wisdom, for I am prudent, I have removed the bounds of the people, I have robbed their treasuries, I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man, and my hand has found as a nest the riches of the people. Now let's tie that in with Daniel, the 4th chapter. Daniel 4, and let's pick it up here in verse 28. Daniel 4 and verse 28. As we're talking about the fall of the beast in relationship to the fall of Nebuchadnezzar, who in type when he was given the mind of a beast. And here's what happened. Notice how similar the wording is. Verse 28, and it came to pass, and all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, and the king spoke and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and by the honor of my majesty? Sounds just like the Assyrian, right? The same spirit, the same attitude. Okay? So we have the beast power at the end. He's going to come in, and he's going to say, I am God. Sit in the temple of God. Be worshipped as God. So when you read that and you think about, maybe there's going to be a special satanic creation of a man who's going to really be a super, super, super man. And then be possessed of Satan. Incredible. I mean, that's going to be something. So you know what happened. Here's what you might say, an earnest of the fall of Babylon right here. Nebuchadnezzar went insane. He went out. Here, we'll go ahead and we'll cover this here. And while the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over you, that's 7 years, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. And so I think that helps answer our question. Is God doing this that's happening in these different nations? I would say absolutely yes. Yes, he is. Who's he using to do it? He's using the angels. He's using the watchers, as it says back here in verse, which we read a couple of weeks ago, verse 16, Daniel 4, just turn back a page. Let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast heart be given unto him. Let 7 times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers. Who are they watching for? God. And the demand by the word of the holy ones. And I'm sure that has to do with the angels of God. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basest of men. So I think we're seeing that happen right before our very eyes in a very, very fast way. And it's going to get so good. It is going to get so good that the whole world is going to be deceived. I mean, what are you going to do when there are benefits that come to you because of what's going on in the world? They'll come. I mean, bound to come. You can't avoid it. See? I mean, what were we saying? Let's look at another country for just a minute here. Let's look at Argentina. What, three years ago, we were saying how wonderful they now have a democratic government. Wonderful. Peace has come to Argentina. The death squads have stopped. The kidnaps have stopped. They're prosecuting some of the army officers who did it. Now what do they have today in Argentina? Rampant inflation, rioting, killing, looting, stealing. So what are they going to need? A dictator. Because democracy failed. And I think it'll be subject to failure in situations like that to accelerate a whole lot faster than other places. It's a miracle it's endured in the United States. And I think the only reason is because God has upheld it, not because we're anything great, not because we have such a good system. I mean, it's gone on in spite of all the sins of the presidents and the sleaze and the stealing and the taxes and the deficit. Whoa, when that hand is taken away.
So what is hilarious?
Sure. So, you know, the attraction is that, well, it's far better than, you know, what we have right now. And after all, if we can all be like the United States. Here, let's read an interesting thing back here. I think it's either in Deuteronomy 33 or Genesis 49. Just put your tape on hold and we'll get there. I found it here. It's Genesis 48. Genesis 48. And this is when the blessing came to Ephraim and Manasseh, and when Jacob was crossing his hands and blessing the sons. And verse 19, after his father refused to change hands from the firstborn to Manasseh, but gave the firstborn blessing to Ephraim. Verse 19, Genesis 48, and his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people. He also shall be great, and truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, in you shall Israel bless, saying, God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And that's what the whole world wants today. They want to be like Ephraim and Manasseh, with all the blessings, with all the wealth, and everything that God had promised to Ephraim and Manasseh. And that's what people are striving for. And you see, because of the promises of God, God will fulfill it. Not because the people are great, not because they deserve it, or have earned it, or have worked for it, but because God said so. And in many cases, a lot of these other nations are really right when they look at America and Britain and say, how come you have all of this when you're like that? It's not fair. See? That's right. Yes, they and they look at that. That's right. And they think it's because of our democracy. That's correct. But there again, we have a classical thing. As we talked about with church structure, the structure of government does not change the nature of people. It cannot. It can change the nature of politics, but it can't change the nature of people. I never will forget, for example, when I was in the history class with Dr. Hay at Ambassador College, he started reading out of this book. And he says, I want to read to you about this Russian system. So he started reading about the spies and the police and the farmers and workers were oppressed, and those who were in power lived in glory and splendor, and all of the spying and things that went on. And he said, now, tell me what was the period of history that this occurred? And everyone said, when the communists took over. One raised their hand and said, when the communists took over. And he said, no. This is talking about the government of the czars 100 years before the communists took over. And he said, the reason I'm reading it is so that you can understand that the governmental system does not change the nature of the people. So what you're saying on the democracy, it'll work for a while with them, but it doesn't change the nature of the people, and they're going to go back sooner or later to their old ways. And maybe some of the people can get out from underneath the oppression of the Russians. But I tell you, it's same way with the Assyrian. He doesn't think it's in his heart to be a destroyer. No, he's a builder. But who started the two world wars, you see? Okay? And so there are just so many different things in prophecy that we need to look to. And I think that what's going on is just going to fulfill the whole situation with the coming of Babylon the Great. And the comment was made by Henry, who lived in Germany for 32 months, that the Germans feel themselves as the saviors of the world. And they will much more feel that way when the Pope comes and commissions him to help save the world. I mean, now they will really have a calling, a sacred and holy calling. Not Nazism this time, folks. You know, no. Blessings of the Pope, direct from God. Woo, that'll be dynamite stuff, won't it, huh? Whew. See, the comment was just made, what's going to happen when Germany is united, which it will be. I think that, and the other comment was made that the reason that they're so worried about it is because the East Germans will come and take away the jobs from the West Germans. And then another comment was made saying, well, the West Germans are going to go in and help set up the East Germans. So the West is going to come to the East, and that's the whole thrust of this perestroika and glasnost. And I don't think it's just the Russians who are doing it. I think the United States is in on it, and Europe is in on that and doing it. And I don't know if you remember, but if you do, couple of years ago, maybe two, three, 4 years ago, before or just right after Gorbachev got in, there was a meeting in Russia with Gorbachev of at least 7 or 8 former ambassadors or Secretary of States of the United States that went to the Soviet Union. There was Kissinger, there was Harriman, there was Gene Kilpatrick, you know, who else? Vance was there, yes, Vance was there, Rockefeller was there. And then right after that started Perestroika and Glasnost. So it makes you wonder what went on. Makes you wonder what went on. But now all of this has come out since then. And now Rockefeller's fair-haired boy, George Bush, is president. And he's coming out smelling like a rose, isn't he?
Yes, he wants that.
But you see, we can look and say, you know, now a lot of these conspiracy people say, well, you know, all we need to do is stop the Rockefellers and stop this and stop the nonsense. You aren't going to stop that, you know. You're not going to stop Satan from doing what he's going to do, nor are you going to stop God from having it done to fulfill the prophecies. See? It's going to be done. Get out of God's way. You know, someone misunderstood me one time when they were talking about the New Age movement and the coming New Age thing that's happening. And I said, look, I said, it's going to be just like God told the Jews. You stick your neck under the yoke and you go in captivity as I said you're going to go and you'll live. Or if you stay here, you're going to die because I'm going to do my will. And I meant the whole point of it was that God is going to carry out his will, not that we should submit to the New Age thing at all. But the New Age thing is coming, and there isn't going to be a thing that anybody's going to do to stop it, period, because that's part of the prophecies that are going to be here. But we need to stop it in our own individual lives. You know, what's the saying? The buck stops here kind of thing, see? So, yes, we need not be caught up in it. But, hey, there isn't anyone going to stop it. Tell me. All of the people who have been against the New Age thing, have they stopped at 1 minute of it? Nope. Nope.